Golden blobus is, well, it's a descriptive title for one, but the word blobus is kind of this play off of goddess and blob, so something that is, or someone that's immortal and kind of showing this hierarchy, and then also combined with something that is almost lifeless, like a blob. It's a, the title's almost a little bit ridiculous in a way, I think. That's something that I really liked about it, because our performance goes back and forth between having these dark qualities and then these kind of like whimsical and fantastic qualities. I was really interested in kind of like how we relate to our environment, and this idea that the environment is like an object. So with golden objects in the video and in the performance, they kind of come to life more and then kind of becomes more like an object. So there's a lot of like flipping back and forth and creating this atmosphere.
Approached me to do this project, she told me that she would like voices, but not necessarily in the most traditional way. Like, how close can you bring the voice to being more of an object? Like, to find this balance between something human and something not human, like objects. So I started with that. To experiment a bit with it, so a lot of what you hear is transformed voices. But when I study images, I felt that I wanted to do something with bells as well. Singing bowls, gongs, there's even a cooking wok in it. Like, so it has been like a collaboration between bells and voices. And that all transforms into what it is now.
Karen is a dancer, but she's also really into doing experimental projects. And so while there will be dancing, it's also performance of many sorts, and so it's going to basically be like a structured improvisation. And so there's something about like the fluidity of the sound and the images that will also match and sometimes conflict with the fluidity of dance, and I think that's really nice. I think it's a good combination.